Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
First game of Mosaic Stadium in 2019, last night. Riders didn't win. It's preseason, all right? Preseason,
yeah,
doesn't matter.
They look pretty good, though. Zach, like the guys who had to look good, look pretty good. Mm-hmm. Zach Collaros did a great job. Two touchdowns, one interception. I thought he played pretty decent, actually.
How long did he play?
Whole half, and he took some shots. He took some shots, and he got back up, and he looked pretty good. So I'm okay. If he plays like that, we'll be okay. That Powell guy they signed in the offseason looked pretty good. Yeah, I was
pretty quiet last night. Like, I know, Coors Light Party in the Park was quiet.
They've got an in-house DJ now, like they do the Saskatchewan Rush games. Mm-hmm. And obviously the music doesn't play through the whole play, but they got the DJ. They're implementing the big screen more with like a lot of different fan interaction stuff. Like they do at Pat games. And Mark Johnson, our buddy from My92, is the new in-stadium game host. He did a great job. Got the crowd involved. They actually have him getting the crowd pumped up more this year. Like, come on, get into it. Like that type of stuff, which we never had to before.
Right.
Like our and maybe it's
the
just
fan base is changing.
It's changing. You're right.
It's not worse. It's not better. It's just different.
Right. You never had to get the fans going all the time. One thing that always annoyed me about Calgary is their public address announcer had to get them going, right? Because they just were always sat on their hands.
Yeah.
I hope we're not like that. I think it was just the preseason, but Mark got them whipped into a frenzy.
I think it's because we have a younger fan base now, and the younger fan base just takes a little bit more to get into
Well, and they said 28,000, which there was not 28,000 there.
Well,
but the one thing you don't know now, and with regards to what you just said, our generation does, I'll say ours, but your generation or younger, they don't sit in their seats anymore. They get a beer, they hang around, they talk. That's right. That's why there's a lot of standing area.
Yeah. Like so for me, when I go to a game, I sit in my seat out of the four quarters, maybe just over 10.
Right, and this stadium's easier to go see your buddy on the other side of the field now.
Which is great. Like I do like to sit up in the open areas and watch the game from the bars.
I would rather, if you're going to drink beer and talk and stuff, I'd rather you weren't in your seat.
Sure.
If I'm trying to watch the game.
Yeah, that's what I like to do, and I also like to sit in Pill Country.
Yep.
You know, and if I am planning on going hard and having a couple, then that's where I go. I go stand in Pill Country and hang out there.
All in all, I thought it was a decent game yesterday. For a preseason game, it was enjoyable.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, the Wolf.
Hello, Pocket Dial. Hello, Pocket Dial. Hello, the Wolf.
Hi, the Wolf.
Uh-huh.
It's taking a leak.
Oh!
That's a leak. He just dribbled one out there. That's what he did. Great. How do you pocket dial when you're going number one? I don't know how that works. That's a great phone.
Yeah, that's a really good phone for picking that up.
Let's listen to see if he...
How was that pee, buddy?
Did he wash his hands?
I don't hear hand washing.
He never washed his hands.
Gross.
You're too dirty for this show.
Gross.
Get out of here.
You are dismissed, sir.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Now, this is an important day. Very important day. It's National Donut Day. So here are some stats on donuts, okay? Apparently, our three favorite types of donuts are glazed, Boston cream, and chocolate frosted.
Yeah, chocolate. Chocolate is my go-to.
I like the double chocolate. Yeah. Only 1% of people say they hate all donuts, and those people should be banned from our society.
I don't understand that. I don't understand
why
you hate a donut.
Now, here's some interest. We'll see how you follow along with these, Chad. Would you ever cut a donut in half and not eat the whole thing?
No.
Yeah, 34% say no way. So you're in that camp.
66... Why would you do that? Would you do that?
No. If you're going to eat a donut, you're committed. You're all in. You don't eat half a donut.
I don't understand.
66% of people say it's acceptable, though, Chad.
Yeah, 66% of people.
That is what's wrong with us. We're deranged. Yes,
crazy people.
Now, if you did cut the donut in half, which Chad and I would never subscribe to, who would you most likely share it with? Significant other, or your kids,
or myself in an hour?
That's what 11% of people said they do. Actually, you must have wrote this. 56% of us have brought donuts into work. You and I did that just the other day from Tim Hortons. And over half of people at work think more highly of coworkers when they bring in free donuts. Maybe that's
I find a lot of times you'll bring donuts in nowadays though, and they'll sit there for a long time because everybody's on this health kick, right?
Well, that and people don't know where you got the donuts from. They're like, who gave you those donuts?
Well, I mean, they're from us. Yeah. I get why they're not eating
them. Yeah. And This is by far the most interesting stat in today's day and age.
I'm sure.
22% of people think donuts are the best food to post on Instagram. Like that, if you're going to post food on Instagram and Facebook, it's donuts.
No. Donuts on it. That's not impressing anybody.
That's what they're saying. Pizza's next. And then ice cream.
Okay.
I don't post food. I'm just saying.
No, I know.
National Donut Day. And how do you see? And this is the other thing. You got to know how to spell donut right. It's D-O-N-U-T. Not how you spelled it on our agenda.
It's D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T.
Wrong. Wrong way to say it.
Do-nut.
Wrong way. Donut. D-O-N-U-T.
It's do nut.
Do not touch my donut.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The over-under on young Brock getting greasy drunk at the patio party tonight at the tap?
I don't know. It depends how his night. I got him tickets to the Rider game last night, so it depends how that was.
Did he get greasy drunk last night?
I saw him up there. I got him good seats, 45-yard line. I don't think he did.
I'm assuming he did. I bet you did after.
Probably over-under?
In terms of beer? Yeah. Like, I'm going to say over 5, under 5.
I'm going to go under 5. He may have had some last night, so he might take her slow. Because he's got to work Saturday, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I won't put don't it past
that,
him.
Don't think that'll bother him?
No. That's not going to slow him down. I don't think a young guy like that gets hungover yet.
We got quite a collection of listeners going here. We got Kenzie Rust, Chris Beglow, Brandon Young, Jason Nemeth, Lacey Eitnayer, Ben Anning, Graham Harrison, and Julie Montgomery. All going to be at the patio party at the Tap, along with Dolby.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Brock will be
there. Sorry.
Yeah. We just literally said that.
No, I know,
you are tired from last night.
No, but I mean, Brock usually hangs around Dolby, so that's what I was thinking. Well, generally, because
Ed McMahon to his...
Whatever beer Dolby doesn't drink, Brock sucks it up. Whatever Dolby doesn't eat on his platter, Brock sucks it up. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So those listeners will join Brock, who's going to do the show live there. And I believe Weapons, our Queen City Rocks winners, will be out once again.
Yeah, that's right. So get down there and hang out with Dolby's Barnacle. That is... that is young Brock.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What'd you do for your stag bachelor
went
party?
To Calgary.
Oh, that's right. You went to a couple rock concerts and stuff.
We went to a rock show, and then we went and toured breweries. And
I remember that. I went to the Press Club, which used to be upstairs from where Industrial Love is back in the day.
Ooh.
We played
exotic
cards and pool and stuff. Yeah, it was.
Did you guys sing Kumbaya? Somebody brought out an acoustic guitar.
It wasn't very. It was more subdued, as we like to say.
Yeah.
So, a woman in Australia is going viral because of a recent post she put on Facebook asking her friends for advice. Her husband was going to a friend's bachelor party, and this is what she had to say. I'm more than happy for him to go, but we're Christians, so I'm thinking of writing a list of things for all the men to adhere to. So here's what
for all the men to adhere
so
to.
Here's
get lost. So shut up, get gone.
Okay, so here's what
all the men shut up.
She said,
okay,
for all the men to follow, let me know if I've missed something. So this went viral.
You've missed it right off the start.
Yeah. No drugs, no alcohol, no strippers, dancers, women.
Mm-hmm.
All phones need to be tracked at all times. No swearing.
Oh, my God.
No swearing. Midnight curfew. And no hurting each other, including play wrestling.
Guess what?
Yeah.
No, your husband at the stag.
Well,
he's out.
Bye-bye. Guess what? Her friends bombarded her with comments saying that it was a terrible idea. So she said, you know what? You're right. I can't control him once he leaves the house, and I can't control his friends, so I've decided not to let him go.
Yeah. Good. He's not welcome.
Well, it's not his fault.
No way. It is. He married her. He married her. It's his fault. Absolutely it is. If I were one of his buddies, I would be...
Would you not hang around with him because of his wife?
No, I would... Yeah, bye. Gone. You're out of my life.
Because of his wife?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of friend are you?
Your significant other is a large part of who you are.
Well, it is. Yeah, you made that choice. Yeah.
You're telling me you haven't eliminated people from your life because of their significant other. I have. I will tell you flat out, I have friends that I used to be more friendly with until they got married, and now I no longer talk to.
How have you eliminated any because your significant other in the past, maybe not Callie, but in the past has put pressure on you not to hang around with those friends, certain friends?
No, Callie's never put that pressure on
me. Well, I'm not saying Callie, but in the past when you dated somebody, I don't really like that guy, and then you don't really hang around with that guy because...
I've limited the amount of time I hang out with them while I'm dating that person.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which isn't necessarily good, right? You should be your own person, right?
But you take it on. That's part of you picking a significant other.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's garbage.
That is garbage.
And if you don't trust your significant other enough to go out without a set of rules,
yeah.
there's major issues in your marriage.
I would hope that guy punted her to the curb
and then just went to the
party himself.
And I would hope she punted him because clearly something's not working out in this relationship.
Well, that's hilarious. You can't even wrestle with your buddies.
Who wrestles with their buddies at a stag? What stag is this?
You're not going to go. So you, when you guys get a little bit, have a little bit of fun in Boston, you're not going to like kibitz around?
This isn't a pillow fight. What are you talking about? Why would I play wrestle my buddies at a stag? If I'm wrestling anybody, it ain't a joke. It's going to be a legit fight.
Well, I know you're going to Boston. You've seen Bruin fans fight each other in the crowd, man. You might have to dust up.
No, my boys and I, we do enough fighting among each other. I think.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
No matter what you think of Ticketmaster, it is a necessary evil today because Garth Brooks tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. and a lot of people are going to be online trying to snap those up. You can't go and buy them anywhere in person. You can call Ticketmaster if you'd like to get tickets that way. Might be the smart thing to do because maybe not a lot of people.
Sometimes you can sneak in.
Sometimes. But Ticketmaster has actually released tips on how to buy tickets for things like this, where you know everybody's going to be trying to get them. So the first thing you should do, is set up where you're going to buy the tickets. So where are you going to buy them? Are you going to buy them at work? Are you going to buy them at home?
Well, I've sat here
on the go.
I've sat here before for big concerts for a whole hour on the computer waiting.
Well, they say you should not sit in a coffee shop. You don't want to be on a public Wi-Fi network.
Okay.
Ticketmaster is saying shared public Wi-Fi networks can really slow you down when the speed is what you need. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're on a private network, whether it's at home or work, whatever it is. Also, sign in ahead of time, whether it's online or on your app. Sign in ahead of time. Make sure all of your credit card information is up to date, your address, everything is good to go, because then you're just good to buy it.
You don't have time to screw around.
You really don't. Mm-hmm. How else do you get Garth Brooks tickets? Use the Ticketmaster app. That's going to be the easiest way to do it.
On your phone?
On your phone or your iPad or whatever. Mm-hmm. You some sort of tablet. Doesn't matter. Also, use more than one computer. If you have, if say you have your phone and your computer, you can do it that way. But don't use more than one browser on each device. Don't have multiple tabs open because Ticketmaster will think you're a bot and they will cancel your tickets. Okay, so that's something very important to remember. Don't use more than one browser tab. Don't have them open. Also, if you're going with friends, split up. Buy your tickets separately. Don't buy your tickets together. You don't need to sit together. Just commute together and that's fine. Because if you're buying four tickets, it's going to be way tougher than buying just two tickets.
Isn't it? Wasn't the point of going to a concert with somebody actually going to the concert with somebody and enjoying it?
I mean, but again, Mosaic Stadium is very commuted. You can move around a lot and stuff. You don't need to be sitting in your seats.
End of the day, Girth Bronx's tickets is going to go on sale today.
Yeah.
And you just hope that Girth comes out with a second show or a
maybe.
Third show. That's what you're hoping.
But you can't depend on him. You can't. So, try it out again. Tickets go on sale for Garth Brooks at 10 a.m. And those are just some tips for you. I put them up on our Facebook page just in case.
Are you going
to
try?
To look them over again. I'm not even a Garth Brooks fan. Well, I am kind of. Yeah, I'm going to try.
Me too.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Let's give away some tickets to City in Color coming in November with Complete the Florida Headline Game.
That's right. This is an actual story from Florida, man.
Mm-hmm.
Actual. Here it is. Drunken, blank-wearing man seeking candy arrested.
Good morning, the Wolf.
Drunken, naked man?
No.
Not a drunken, naked man. Nope.
Good morning, the Wolf. What do you got?
Hi, the cross-dressing man?
No, it's not.
Good morning, the Wolf. What do you think it is?
Is it a Speedo?
No, no, very close.
Close, though.
I guess kind of close.
Oh, it's a song. It's
in
a song.
The general region. No, it's not. It's nothing to do with underwear, but it's a general region.
Yeah.
What is it again, Baldy?
Drunken blank wearing man seeking candy arrested.
Hey, the Wolf, what do you got?
Would it be diaper?
Hey!
Drunken diaper wearing man seeking candy arrested. What's your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, it sounds like you have some experience in that, do you?
Maybe once or twice.
We've all been there where we've been like, man, I could really use some Bigfoots, but I don't really feel like stopping to urinate.
Absolutely.
But you know what? I'm unfortunately getting closer to the age where I will be wearing diapers one day.
Yeah, but you're a diabetic. No candy for you.
That's right.
That's right.
Hey, Jeremy, congratulations. You're going to see City in Color November 15th with Jacob Banks and Ben Rogers at the Brand Center, okay?
Awesome.
And wear a diaper at the show. Then you don't have to miss any songs.
Oh, definitely.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yesterday, Riders lost, but what can you do?
Hey, I got to say a few things about the game. So, first off, I've never seen a punter in my life get a video montage on the screen of his punts.
Yeah.
Like, his first punt went into the end zone, and he came off, and I asked him right in the middle of the game, what were you trying to do there? He goes, well, I thought it was so windy. This is John Ryan. He said... I was going to hang it up, but right when I kick it, the wind kind of died down and it flew off my foot. It went right to the back of the end zone, like a 60-yard rocket. But yeah, they had a big montage for John Ryan. And then I went up and saw our buddy Jared Livingstone, who sits in section 128.
Right.
Jared, you claim to be the biggest John Ryan fan, and he's wearing a Seattle Seahawks, like, the oldest Seahawks jersey you could find up there, sitting in his
couldn't
wheelchair.
Couldn't get a new John Ryan jersey?
Yeah, couldn't buy a new John Ryan jersey. I'll get a new jersey if he comes to the team. You're all talk, Livingstone. No, he's listening now.
Yeah.
Big mustard stain on his Ryan Seahawks jersey. Yeah. Anyway, as far as the game goes, I thought Kolaros looked pretty good. 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Now, take everything with a grain of salt. They didn't play Slick Willie Jefferson wasn't playing. Adam Big Hill wasn't playing. So I'm not doing jumping jacks and cartwheels over this. But he took a couple hits. He got up. He looks like he's ready to go. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, it was weird that it wasn't televised. So a lot of people are, you know, I mean, of course you could listen into 620 CKRM and hear the game. But a lot of people are just kind of out of the loop today.
You guys are so spoiled, man. Like, up until the mid-2000s, you realize what this time of year was so great for me. Hey, Michael, we're going to go. The family's going to go to Winnipeg. I'd immediately go to the paper to find the paper schedule I had to see, okay, we're going to be in Winnipeg on July, whatever. Riders have a home game. I can watch a Rider game from Taylor Field in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of the home
games. Because
there's
no blackout.
None of the home games were televised, man. You guys are spoiled.
The thing is, too, nowadays, it's the craziest thing, Ballsy. We actually have motorized vehicles will take us to the game. So when you went to Winnipeg, how many months did that take you in your convoy, in your caravan?
Come over here so I can slap a taste.
So did you have your own covered wagon, or did everybody kinda...
No, I borrowed Michael Landon's.
Oh, that's very nice.
Michael Landon picked me up.
Well, he wasn't using it.
That's a bad joke.
I'm sorry. No, that was a bad joke.
Michael Landon was still alive back then.
Okay, all right.
He brought Laura Ingalls, and we went to Winnipeg, and that's what we did. We stopped in Brandon.
Very good.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.